I've got my crank meter ready to turn up.
When you think of Canada, you think of me, right?
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I think I'm just going to start billing myself as the only sane one on this broadcast.
Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live, your internet escape from the craziness in the world. I'm Melissa, your resident head addict, and my co-host this week is the one, the only, Super Safi.
Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's enjoying this new event.
Yes, the Addicts crew is back again to bring you Simpsons news and Saturday smiles. So make sure you're smiling. We are back with a brand new event to talk about, Saf. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of the 2021 Valentine's Day event, it's still weird to say 2021. It's hard to say it. I'm once again reminding you guys to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Once we hit 1,000 subscribers, the giveaways are going to start, so don't forget to subscribe for your chance to win. And as always, for those not watching this directly on YouTube, I will put a link to subscribe in the show notes below. So click that link, hit the red button, subscribe. In this case, hitting the red button is a good thing, not a bad thing. So now on with the show. Saf, the snow is gone and love is in the air. Love and war, that is. As this 2021 Valentine's Day has hit our games, initial thoughts on the premise of the event as a whole?
Like I said in the spoiler episode, I'm excited. This Marge-centric event, I mean, we've had Flanders-centric, we've had Milhouse-centric, so why not have a Marge-centric one? So that's a great start there. And it's nice to have a Valentine's Day event in general. I mean, in the past few years, we've only had a couple. I think this is the third Valentine's Day event, possibly.
So we had one in 2019, and then TSTO just died. Like, we didn't have anything for a long time after that. So hopefully that doesn't repeat itself this year. But we had one in 2019, and we had one. I don't think we have had one since like 2014.
Right.
So it's
Paddy's Day or something.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have another Valentine's Day one, a March-centric one. And the snow being gone, I think it feels nice to have the snow. I mean, I like the snow, but at times it does become a little annoying if it drags on a little too long. I wish there was a little bit of a toggle, though, where you could choose if you want the snow or not.
We've been asking for years for like an elements button toggle where you can have snow on or off, night, day mode, like all kinds of crazy things, because you're not the only one. A lot of players weren't happy that the snow was gone. Mm-hmm. Personally, in New Jersey, I don't know if you guys have watched the Little Addicts vlogs, but we got hammered with some snow. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to have snow out of my life. So I'm sick of it. I'm over it. I'm done. Any other thoughts on it?
Like I was hoping was we would get some good dialogue, a good storyline, a good plot. So they're not disappointing there. This whole Stranger Than Eviction questline comes with some fun dialogue. Esme as well. Her dialogue's pretty fun for the premium character that comes with books, not Bocacino. I'm still not completely over that, but it's... she's got a good quest line as well. So overall, they're doing a solid job with the storyline. And again, like I said in the spoilers, I do have kind of a prediction of where they're going to take the storyline. And I'm kind of hoping to see how it's going to play out that way. But the whole Marge and Homer and what are you going to do for Valentine's Day? I mean, this year in life in general, this is going to be the first pandemic Valentine's Day. So what are couples going to do? People who got married in the past year, like some people, what are we doing for Valentine's Day? So should we just skip it and go watch a wrestling match? I don't know. Well, what are your thoughts?
Well, personally, I'm not a huge fan of Valentine's Day. I'm not a fan of a lot of things I'm noticing. But I don't know. I feel like Valentine's Day, there's just a lot of pressure. You should just be in love and love your spouse and your significant other any day of the year. Why Valentine? Why do you need a specific day is my thought. I mean, that's what an anniversary is for, right? So My husband gets off pretty easy with Valentine's Day because I just don't care. Like, I tell him, don't send me flowers because I don't need flowers. They're going to die. It's a waste of money. I'm good. Just don't send them. So he'll usually still end up getting me flowers, like, from Costco because that's the best deal, and I'm all about a good deal. But, yeah, so as far as Valentine's Day is concerned, yeah, I'm not, you know, it's not a huge, huge thing for me. It is on a Sunday this year. So, and it's in the U.S., it's followed by President's Day. So it is a 3-day weekend, which is nice. So if you're into, like, Valentine's Day and going away, assuming you can, it's a nice weekend to go away if you do, like, a staycation within your own state.
We have a family day on Monday the 15th. So it's a long weekend for us as well. So, yeah, exciting.
Canada always knocking off the U.S. holidays.
Family day.
Family day. But so yeah, as far as
president, we'll go celebrate with our family.
As far as the event goes, yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying it. I love having a Valentine's Day event because we haven't had one in 2 years. So it's nice when they appear. It's like, oh, this is nice. This is rare. We don't see it a lot. And Valentine's Day isn't a huge thing in The Simpsons. So it's nice to see it when it comes up. So I'm always happy to see that. Let's talk about – go ahead.
Yeah, we've had like post Women of Springfield, and there's always been a huge demand to bring in more female characters. So, yeah, you can argue that you got Captain Mordecai and Flanders, and you got a lot of male characters entering the game. But there are quite a few female characters and female versions of Marge coming in. That
a lot of Marge. A lot of March.
That does increase the or decrease the discrepancy between male and female characters. So that's always a nice positive when you can get or bring in some more female characters.
So let's talk about Act 1 because that's what we're in. Act 1 will run until next Friday, which I don't even know the date. I think it's the 12th. So the story premise for Act 1 is Marge is mad at Homer. What else is new? And kicks him out. Excuse me. And kicks him out. It's not COVID, I swear. And again, what else is new? Marge and Homer are always having some kind of spat. But I love in the dialogue when Homer's asking for midnight nachos, and she's like, "We need to talk." Well, first, can you whip us up some midnight nachos? And she's like, "No, it's really important." Okay, but then nachos. and then when she kicks him out, he goes, "Is this about the nachos?" So I got a kick out of that. I thought that was pretty funny. And then I love that comic book guy also randomly shows up in the quest line, just randomly in Marge's house claiming copyright over when Marge says worst Valentine's Day ever. And he's like, you'll be hearing from my lawyer. I thought that was funny. So it is some really good dialogue as always. Like the writers are, if you get nothing else out of these events, you really should just enjoy the dialogue because the writers stepped it up. They really have been delivering on really great dialogue and spin-offs to episodes, and it like helps further develop what an episode started as. Because even this, Marge talks about being able to write a romance novel, and comic book guy who's randomly in her house reminds her that she already did, and she goes, "Oh yeah, I could do that again. Let me spin off on that." And that's kind of where this story picks up, and it's really nice to see that.
Absolutely. I mean, like we've been playing TSDO for 8 years, but I mean, there was a full 24 years before that I've been watching The Simpsons. The comic books, I have all the Bongo comics. So, like, The Simpsons is a huge part. So I don't see the need to rush through the dialogue. You should really sit back, enjoy. Yeah, sure, there were some years where the dialogue wasn't the strongest. The show wasn't the strongest either. But if you stopped watching the shows, like, you really need to start watching the shows again. The episodes are just great. Like we had that episode, be sure to watch that episode of Addicts Live where we discussed the episode about comic book guy's life. That was great. The Dad Feelings Limited. That's a great episode.
I'll link that. I think it's going to be in this corner, but maybe it'll be in, I don't know how it's going to show up. So, but I'll link it. It'll be a little eye in the corner. So if you missed it, be sure to click on that and you'll see it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so no, take your time, read the dialogue. I mean, the nice thing, I know people have been commenting about the format being the same typical format, but the nice thing about having a format that's not as stressful, you can actually take time to enjoy the dialogue, enjoy the storyline, enjoy the quest, enjoy the characters, enjoy the decorations and buildings you're getting with it, and really think about how you want to incorporate them into your Springfield.
Yeah, it's about the little things, the simple things, and I like that. You know, you're not feeling pressured to get everything. You're not feeling like, oh my God, I got to get this unattainable goal of like 10,000 thingamajigs. It's they're small, simple goals, and you really can take the time to enjoy the dialogue for the characters. A lot of times you finish the act early, so you're able to start working on the premium quest line, and you can enjoy that dialogue as well. So that's nice. I really enjoy that.
The event we're recording this. So, I mean, how far are you in the quest line? Have you unlocked anything yet?
Yeah, I have the Love Tester. It just started yesterday. So we're recording this Thursday evening, as we almost always do. I've unlocked the love tester and everyone's favorite mystery box token. So I am working on the billboard now. Right. You know, and I'm not a, you know, the nice thing about this format, and it's got its issues. There's things I would change. There's things I would do differently. But the nice thing about this format is you don't have to continuously be in your game. You know, mm-hmm. you can check your game morning and night and still get everything within the time allotted, mm-hmm. which is really nice. And that's kind of how I've been playing lately. You know, let me clear it in the morning. Maybe I'll clear it at lunchtime and then I'll clear it at night, because it just, life gets busy.
Absolutely. No, I've been the same. I usually just do three check-ins a day.
Where are you in the prize?
Average three. Same. I'm just about to unlock the mystery token before bed tonight. I'll unlock it Thursday night. But yeah, have you played around with the love tester?
The love tester is probably going to end up being my favorite prize in this event, because it's such a classic item in The Simpsons. Like, it's a staple of Moe's, first of all. But when we've gone to Universal Studios and Simpsons World and Universal Studios and Moe's, like your actual physical Moe's, there's two things that are a staple there. Barney standing by the love tester and the love tester.
Right.
And I don't know anybody who's gone into Moe's who hasn't actually tried the love tester. Like, it's so much fun. You squeeze the thing and it tells you what you are. And the nice thing is what they did in the game is the love tester, you tap it and it tells you what you are. And it changes every time. Sometimes you'll get hot tamale. Sometimes you'll get Casanova. Sometimes you'll get, I forget what the bottom one is, you know, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, let me check in. I'll let you know what we got. Oh my God, I need my glasses.
It is very small. And that's one thing. Go ahead.
No, exactly. No, but you're right. It's absolutely it's great that you can just tap it and it will start lighting up and showing you all sorts of different levels of romance for yourself. So, no, it's a wonderful decoration. And you're right. It's already, I mean, it's just the first prize of the event, but it feels like this is a great prize. Like, this is going to be a hard one to top.
And I saw a reader in the comments said they wish that it had like a dialogue box that appeared like the Astrolab does. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That would be a really good idea, because it is really hard to see. It's so small and you can't zoom in as much as I would like to. So that's the only thing I would change about it. Having like an actual dialogue bubble that appears saying you got Casanova, you know.
Dialogue, or even if they had like Abe or Mo. Abe, because, well, I mean, Mo, like you said, it harks back to season 3, episode 10, Flaming Moe's. But Abe, because Grandpa Simpson's soul was or kind of, I don't know what the term is, but yeah, he
embodied
inside, yeah. So he became the voice of the love tester at one point. So either of those two characters voicing it would have been a nice little addition too. But overall, I'm still really excited about this first prize. Have you had a chance to look at the prize track ahead for the next couple? I mean, you mentioned that you're on the billboard, but...
Yeah, so the billboard is your standard billboard. I know in the spoilers video you had mentioned that you love having your billboards all over Springfield. Most of mine end up in storage unless they earn a bonus percent, because I don't have like your stereotypical, you know, billboard highway in my Springfield. So that's probably, in my opinion, that'll probably end up in my storage. That's just how my Springfield is designed, which mm-hmm. is probably why I never come close to hitting my item limits. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm assuming your thoughts on the billboard are the same from the spoiler video, where you're just, you know, looking forward to adding it.
Yeah, I am. I mean, so I have the monorail going along in the middle of the road. So I have two-lane streets with another lane in the middle for the monorail. And along the front of the monorail, I have billboards all the way. So as passengers are riding the monorail, they can see all the different billboards along. So most of them are the itchy and scratchy ones that I got from the mystery box. I got hundreds, if not over 1,000 of those. But yeah, to have like some different billboards, I always do like to switch it up so that there's something different for my passengers to see. So yeah, I like that. And then after that, we got Temperance's house and then Temperance, is it correct?
Yes.
Any thoughts? Are you looking forward to those or?
Well, it's a good combo. You know, you get the character house plus the character. So I can see in the future if this stuff, if this comes back, it comes back as a premium combo. I can see that happening. And a full character on the prize track is always fun. Even if the full character looks like Marge, it's still fun. I enjoy it. And she does have some fun tasks. I mean, I'm able to kind of look ahead at some things and see the images and everything. And some of her tasks are pretty fun and very imaginative. Like she's got one where, sorry guys, if you haven't unlocked it, this might be a little bit of a spoiler to you. I apologize, but she's reading a book and out of her book, you know, these things are popping out. I thought that was pretty good. Actually, no, I'm sorry. That's Marge's task. Wow. I'm confusing them. No, she's got what she's doing laundry and out of the laundry bucket, things pop out. So I thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm just thinking you were talking about billboards and your monorail, and I'm thinking how far you've come from when you nuked your Springfield live on Addicts Live. And I will also link that video in one of these corners, whichever corner it appears. But I was just thinking like, oh wow, your monorail super developed, because to me it feels like that was just yesterday where you had nothing. So what are your thoughts on Temperance in our house?
I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, it's going to be nice to get Temperance. I mean, it's as a full character. I mean, I would have been a little disappointed if it was just a skin for Marge. I know there's all these theories on having different iterations of different characters, but I mean, this is like a character from Marge's book. So this is not really Marge in a different skin. So it is a full different character. So I'm excited to actually have her in the game and have her be the cornerstone of this whole this phase of the full major event of this first act, if you will. So it's a nice little setup for the acts to come.
And I love when you read when you're reading the dialogue, the end of Act One. It's kind of funny because Temperance appears like Marge is writing, and all of a sudden she gets a knock at her door, and it's Temperance at her door, and it like freaks her out. But she asks, I'm trying to remember. Just pulling up the dialogue here because it's pretty funny what she asks for. She asks for helps if I pull up the regular dialogue and not the premium dialogue.
Well, I mean, Temperance, again, people who haven't seen it yet, definitely you should watch Diatribe of a Madhouse Wife. That's season 15, episode 10, I believe. Yeah, season 15, episode 10. And another great episode, especially in relation to this event. So do you find that?
So she knocks on the door, Marge opens it, and she says her name, and she says, my shoe broke, and she says, could I trouble you for a mallet and a few nails? And Marge like says, oh my god, and she's like, then maybe just some twine. So I thought that was pretty funny. So yeah, I mean the prize track is solid. We talked about this during the spoiler video as well. It's good solid Act One prize track, good intro to get us into the event, and it really, the dialogue just kind of kicks off. It really is setting the stage for what's going to happen in Act Two and Act Three. I know you've got some feelings about Esme on the premium side of things. So what are your thoughts?
I mean, I like Esme as a character. My only little thing was that they wanted to give her with a building, so they gave her with books, and additional books. In the show, she actually comes with Bocacino, but we already have Bocacino, so it was like they're trying to like slip one past us.
And she doesn't even have a task at Bocacino's. Like I checked, she doesn't even have a task that goes there, which is frustrating because she should.
Right.
So they even added Bocacino's into the category for this event, like as a returning item because of Esme. So.
Right. So, I mean, it's a nice premium character to have. Again, for those people who don't farm Quickie Mart farm or Rat Trap Bloodmobile or are not premium buyers of premium currency and are just considering to purchase one. My recommendation is still to go with Captain Mordecai, just so that you can complete the Trinity with Temperance and, oh my God, what's Flanders' name? Barlow?
Cyrus Manley.
Cyrus Manley, thank you. I was saying Birch Barlow, what am I doing? Cyrus Manley, thank you. And yeah, I would definitely recommend Captain Mordecai as the go-to premium character, but it was still a good premium character. I'm enjoying her dialogue.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, 150 donuts for a premium character in building. It's your standard price. It's a good price. It, you know, if you want it, buy it. That's the way I look at it. The only thing I wish was, and this isn't EA's fault, this is The Simpsons' fault, books, and additional books. First of all, the name's very annoying to say, but the building's bland. Like, it's pretty bland. It reminds me of Gulp and Blow. It's pretty bland. That's my only complaint about it. There's nothing really special about it. It's a rectangular building. But again, that's not EA's fault. They designed it based on the show, so that's the show's fault. So writers are creative. Drawers are not. let's get into some reader comments, which is my favorite aspect of this show, seeing what you guys think about what we're talking about. I really miss doing this show live. I hope one day that we can do it live again because I really love that element. But I did pose a question yesterday to you guys about what your initial thoughts are on it. So Karen's Quality says, "Wow, my snow is gone." So I did love Pat's response to this, though. Pat said, "Try placing tissue paper over your screen and poking holes where your buildings are." So I thought that was funny. And Zen Glenn added a image that said was Ralph saying dumb times infinity because they want, you know, they miss the snow. So that seems to be a popular opinion. The snow is gone. People are sad because it's too early, but I'm okay with it. T Dill 76 says, "I think I'd rather have a slightly longer mini events, maybe one per month, and no major events. This would give newbies a chance to breathe and play through the quest lines. There's always some new content in every new event that I like. Some go straight to storage. I would enjoy a game much more if we could zoom out further for designing and have a better inventory system." And CJ Brown LV says, "Yes, two act events that last 3 weeks and give Tapper a good 7 days to recover between events." My only thing with that is we kind of did that in 2019 and everybody complained that there was nothing going on. And I agree. It sucked. There was nothing. Yeah. It sucked.
I mean, I like the pace. I'd love to hear from a newbie to the game to see if they feel like this is a little bit overwhelming, having this constant major event, minor, maybe mini event, major event, mini event, and not having much downtime in between. But for our level, I mean, the major events don't seem that daunting. Like, I check in twice a day most days, so occasionally three times, and I haven't had any issues completing any of the prize tracks. It allows you to have that work-life balance where you can, I mean, this is not really work, but, you know, game-life balance where you can actually...
For us, it's work.
Yeah, but you can actually go out and enjoy it. The game's supposed to be an enjoyment. I mean, there's a lot of games where I played where you just have to constantly be in the game in order to get all the prizes. Otherwise, you're going to miss out. And, you know, like, the game should not be all life occupying. And so I really like the pace of it right now. But yeah, so that's why I really wouldn't be a huge fan of changing it. But again, I'd love to hear from someone who's new to the game and see what their thoughts are, like trying to balance the quest lines of those first 60 levels and then, or was it 69? I can't remember now.
I think it's 60 and then it dies. Yeah. But as someone who's been playing this game since, I feel like, the dawn of time, since end of 2012 into 2013 and experienced whacking day, I can tell you that this is nothing. If you're a newbie to this game, these events are not difficult. Half the time you can't even unlock them because you have to be level, like in this particular case, you have to be level 15 and have Marge. So if you don't have that, you're not even starting this event. But this is nothing. I mean, for newbies, like if you think this is hard, try collecting snakes. that was hard, and EA has never done another thing like that since. That was the one event they actually had to extend because it was so hard. Yeah. And they kept I think they extended it twice. It was hard.
One of the Halloween events too, it was that first, wasn't it the first Halloween where they had to, as a community prize, we had to collect
the goo prizes. That was the second Halloween, but it was the first like big thing. Yeah, the goo prizes. Yeah, my memory's sharp for being a mom of two. I still have a good memory.
Nice, nice.
Ruth says, getting bored with this format. It's too long. CJ Brown LV says, although we are fed up with the multi-act format, I wonder if we could streamline this into a two-act event lasting 3 weeks. This would probably eliminate those event prizes that are considered met and increase the amount of premium content available to spend donuts on. Tokens and mystery box. Tokens should be purchased and bought with donuts or bought from EA. Tokens equal 12 donuts is insulting. CJ also says, Temperance's house and Temperance. I agree 100% with Safi regarding Esme with books, and additional books. Watch the YouTube video, our spoiler video for Safi's opinion. And yes, I spent sprinkles on the premium character combo. Deanna says, I'm happy to get consistent events in the game. I remember the months of no update and no new content. Yes. Painful. When I felt that the game was over and somebody forgot to turn off the lights. Also very pleased that these events aren't rushed. I feel like I'm playing the game rather than the game playing me. It's like Deanna is like in our brains.
Seriously.
Keith Rooney says, oh, Keith. Keith. I love you, Keith. I really do. I think the Valentine's Day event should be a two-week mini event, not running nearly a full month after the actual event. I like the Christmas event with the tickets for the daily challenges, maybe even revisit some past events, Stonecutters, Springfield Heights, etc. Let's see. John Miller added to that and said, I agree and have been saying this for ages, but listening to a few posts, some guys actually get excited about these repetitive formats. We get excited because, like, we know this is what it is, so we're basing it on, like, this is it. This is, you know, it's like, you know, the Rome wasn't built in a day. It's beyond me, but saying that I can understand newbies maybe being quite happy as they haven't experienced how well the game has run in the past. So I'm not knocking anyone, just a bit sad the programmers can't or won't spice things up a bit. I get it. I get it, John. Ralphie Wiggum says, So exciting by this new update. I hope it will be great until the end, but at first sight, the content is great. iStudent100 says, I like it, and I think it's great. Hondo Riley wants to know, is Tongue Kiss Point a new decoration? No, it's an old decoration. Justin says, when you don't have a certain building to complete a character quest line, it would be appreciated if it were to default to sending said character to Brown House instead. I'm sorry. That would be a logical solution. They do. I will tell you, newer characters, it does. A lot of older characters, they didn't think like that because they didn't think that they would be doing the way they're doing them. But a lot of newer characters, you'll see, they have that default to Brown House. It's either this building or Brown House. Right. Monolith says, like it, and I'm surprised it came up so quickly. A lot of content of late. John Miller also said, I know we should be grateful we have a game like this to turn to, but the format really is starting to get to me now. I used to look forward to events. There was always something different and challenging. Even if they repeated the format of some old updates, that would be better than this drivel.
Last comment. Go ahead. Yeah.
SB Gibbs says, I'll try to make this shorter than the Harpooned Heart. I just watched that episode this morning. Some years we didn't get a Valentine's Day store, so I was pleased to see the whole Valentine's Day theme update right on the heels of the new year, new you. I like the plot idea of bringing Marge's novel character to life as something new to the game. I am resigned to the same format for updates not changing for the foreseeable future, so I tailor comments to that. Smart thinking. This update has lots of content for various areas in our pocket-sized towns. I see items from my Shelbyville, Outlands, Itchy and Scratchy Land, and the water. Temperance's house and the natural feature will look great in my rural/past area. A yoga studio up for spa-related items. I'm good with the decorations, too. Like Safi spoke of in the spoilers video is the issue of more mansions. I'm not out of space yet, but I can see it in my window, and lots of tappers are already there. It would be so easy... She capitalized EA to bring back the Golden Goose Realty and open up Springfield Heights. I don't know why it's not done. My main disappointment with Mrs. Scratchy not being in returning items. I heard other tappers wishing for the rose bushes, and I would have been happy if they brought back the flower wall from the Terwilliger event. I was unable to craft any during the most intense event ever and would gladly pay a couple of donuts a section like we did for recent Christmas events. I wish EA would have put a little more effort into returning content. Interesting side note, now that I have bought a bird bath or three, the loading screen ambient noises that have been largely gurgling water is now overshadowed by the loud bird chirping that is so annoying. Yes. She said that I so annoyed Alyssa. Yes. So maybe I should store those bird baths. Good thought. I should try that. So maybe storing the bird baths will eliminate that. I don't mind tokens as a prize as much, so much if I had, if I have something worthwhile in the mystery box. This time I only have one character and one overly large building. I've passed on many times. I'd rather have more prizes and have the mystery box be separate. Waiting on the Should I Buy for Libido looks like a fun companion for oversized Milhouse fantasy character. Overall, I'm pleased with the new content of the update, even if it's going to crowd some areas as I try and find space for the new items. Safi, any thoughts while I take a drink of water?
Well, first of all, who says neighbor interactions are dead? I mean, about half those comments came from my neighbors. So on the Riley CSB gives. So it's nice to see that we still got a lot of old school tappers that are still addicts and still checking in. So shout out to all my neighbors and everyone who commented. I mean, you guys are the reason we run the site. So thanks for those comments and sharing your thoughts. I know a lot of those are really good points, and I agree with them. The format, I mean, some of the comments like changing it to two acts that are 3 weeks each, or having like one mini event, longer mini event every month, and having some downtime. I don't know about having that much downtime. I mean, I've kind of gotten used to now this having major event, mini event, major event, mini event, six of each every year. It just seems like a really nice, good balance, and like the difficulty level of the games are not so daunting that you need to devote all your time to this game. It does allow you time to have a life, to play other games, to and sit back and enjoy the quest line. If people are saying that, you know, we're getting excited about this and it's nothing compared to the olden days, I mean, some of the different features that they used to have with the older events was definitely more unique and something that was that's really hard to replicate with any of these events. But I don't think the dialogue has ever been this good, even in like the first couple of years. Even the Stonecutter dialogue, which Stonecutter, I mean, I regard
best event ever.
Thank you. That's what I was. I didn't want to speak for you, but I mean, yeah, 99% of long-term addicts will agree that that was the best event of all time. But I think it would be hard pressed to find any addict who would say that the dialogue of that storyline was better than the dialogue of some recent events. I mean, it wasn't bad dialogue by any stretch of the imagination, but I feel dialogue is great.
I will tell you, I don't remember the dialogue from Stonecutters. And I wrote it. Like, I put it on the site. I don't remember it. It's not memorable to me. I mean, something about Homer and, you know, but it wasn't memorable. The dialogue lately, the last year and a half has been really, really good. And it's memorable. Like, I could tell you what happened in Valentine's Day 2019. Like, I can tell you that storyline with Snake and the Valentine's Day cards and Glory. Like, I could tell you that. Stonecutters, I can't. And Stonecutters was a phenomenal event, but it was an event. It wasn't like a story. And that's what I feel like we're getting now. I feel like we're getting stories now. And yeah, there's some elements. Like, I would love to see them make some changes and make things a little bit more interactive, bring back some games. You know, we used to get mini events with games. We haven't gotten one in a long time. But for the most part, if this is what it is, if this is what it's going to be, and who knows, they could change the format. I mean, multi-events have been around since December of 2019. So we are December of 2018. So we are a year and 2 years into it, right? They could change the format like that. I mean, and next event, we could have something totally different, totally crazy. So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, we don't know if they're going to change things. This may be what they think works best because it's easy for players. And when you're not complaining that something's hard to do, you're more likely to play it. That could be an issue too, but we'll have to see.
I mean, there's a lot of comments with the ideas, and I mean, that's a episode that we could definitely have sometime soon where we could just discuss like some old features we'd like to bring back, some new features. People mentioned opening up the land and heights, having a Springfield Height event. You mentioned the mini games. I mean, long before the Monday morning musings and the math mayhems. I mean, one of my initial posts after the bracket battles and the Quickie Mart farming, of course, is where I started. But after the bracket battles was a series on all the mini games, and I talked about all of those. And absolutely, we haven't had any of those mini games, and I still love those mini games. I play them all. I mean, the excavation site, the dig site, and the Methuen Where's Maggie and Springfield Downs. And, like, yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed them all, and I still play them all. Sideshow U is one of my must stops every day. Like, twice a day without fail, I'm at Sideshow U, waiting to get my 5 donuts. So, we could definitely discuss that. And I'd love to hear more about readers about, well, what are some of the old things you'd like to see more of, and what are some of the new things you'd like to see?
Yeah, that'll be definitely a show we could do in the future. I totally agree with that. And as I've always said, like, you guys watching this and you guys commenting on the site, like, you make this site what it is. We wouldn't do that. Like, I do this for you. It's fun for me, and it's fun because of the community that we've built here. And for the last, good golly, for the last 7.5 years, ooh, I'm giving myself more time, for the last 7.5 years, you guys have made this place amazing and so much fun to be around. As I've said from the beginning, we just provide the music and margaritas. You guys make this place fun. So without you guys and your participation, it wouldn't be fun for us. So I love getting your interaction. I love getting your takes, even if your takes I don't agree with, even if sometimes you ask me the same question 650 times. I love it, because that's what makes this site awesome. That's what makes our community different. That's why we're the only TSTO site still standing, because of the community. So, I mean, that was a long-winded way to say thank you for commenting. Thank you for sharing your opinions. And I really want to bring back your interactions on this show, because that's what makes this show awesome. We definitely will do a future episode about your thoughts on how to change the game, how to make the game better. And I've got some other ideas that we'll work into Addicts Live as well. But on all that note, Safi, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to say, be sure to subscribe and to raise the stakes. If you get to 1,000 subscribers, I'm also going to re-nuke my Springfield one more time live for everyone's pleasure.
There you go. If you want to watch Safi nuke his Springfield again, subscribe. If we get to 1,000, he'll nuke it. I don't have the I'm not brave enough to do that. But as always, guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the Addicts community. And we will see you on the next show. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.